Life in Australia is slowly getting back to normal, with more states releasing plans to open up and let people back in. With high vaccination rates, a national plan and clear targets, states are beginning to lift more restrictions and have announced plans to let vaccinated expats and visitors back in. World Watch's Paulina Lau reports.
Victoria's roadmap remains on track. Premier Daniel Andrews saying the state is likely to pass 90% of first dose vaccinations today.
So we are well placed to reach our target of 70% double dose and to open up as of 11:59pm Thursday evening, which is a great credit to the work of so many Victorians, now more than 5 million that have had at least one dose.
Come Friday, lockdown will be lifted. Welcome relief to those in Melbourne who've spent 262 days, that's nearly 9 months, in some form of lockdown since March last year. But case numbers are still high, with more than 1,700 infections today and 11 deaths. Across the border in New South Wales, double vaccinated people are already enjoying new freedoms after the 80% double dose vaccination target was achieved a week earlier than expected. But with 273 new cases and 4 deaths in the state, talk is now turning to booster jabs for health workers. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says they're waiting on advice.
In terms of the booster recommendations, ATAGI is currently considering the recommendations. You've probably seen a variety of recommendations internationally, and I understand that they will be releasing that very, very shortly. And obviously, as soon as that advice is released, we as a system with GPs, pharmacies, our state clinics, will rapidly implement that.
Anna Davidson is the director of the Port Stephens GP Super Clinic in North Sydney.
Boosters are already being given overseas. We know that waning is real. That's been established. We have all our healthcare workers who essentially have been working for 18 months, pretty much flat out. People are exhausted and they're worried about their immunity waning and what might happen if they get a breakthrough infection.
Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews is also eager to hear from the advisory group.
What we want, it's not a sense of criticism, it's just what we would really appreciate, I think, is some clarity as soon as we can, and I'm sure the Commonwealth's working towards that.
In Queensland, the exit plan is locked in. The border is set to open to fully vaccinated travellers by the 17th of December, if not sooner. Some businesses are worried they'll still struggle, and Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says it's up to individual businesses to check on the vaccination status of their customers. Andrew Watt manages a bed and breakfast in the Whitsundays.
I don't really know. I'm going to have to look into that a little bit more, but probably will be that way with the vaccination, but I'm not sure yet which way we're going to go.
The Premier says regional Queensland needs to pick up the pace with vaccinations as it's falling behind the metropolitan areas.
My job and my team is to increase the vaccination rates right across Queensland. As we know, in Brisbane, we're probably around 80% first dose already in the Brisbane area. But as soon as you get out to regional Queensland, Mackay, Rockhampton, Mount Isa, some of the smaller communities, we are seeing our vaccination rates anywhere between 60 and 70%. So we've got a big job ahead of us over the next 2 to 3 weeks.
So far, the state has managed to keep a large outbreak and lockdowns at bay with strict border controls.